CUPE long-term care workers at another Cape Breton facility have joined their fellows in walking off the job. McGilvery Guest Home in Sydney is the latest long-term care home to see CUPE workers walk off the job and hit the picket lines. It comes as the province and CUPE remain deadlocked in their negotiations on a new collective agreement, with the province-wide strike now stretching well into its second month. President of CUPE Local 1562, Paula Justy, representing long-term care workers at McGilvery Guest Home, spoke about why they had to wait until now to join the strike.
Well, we had to finish our Essential Services Act and our conciliation. So once we were done, we could walk out. We wanted to go sooner than later, but we have to wait and follow the rules. And here we are today.
She spoke about why it was important for them to join the strike.
We do a disservice to the residents every day by rushing through our work to get it done. Now that's CCAs and stuff, right? And then the housekeepers and laundry. Well, I can't even tell you how much laundry they have on a daily basis. Like, it's just, I can't even tell you. But like, you know, you've got the kitchen staff running around trying to make meals, clean the kitchen, serve the residents. Like, you know, like, they're not just eating one certain kind of meals. There's all different kinds of meals they have to make for certain diets and stuff. You know, and then you have the housekeepers who are running around trying to clean all the rooms, the bathrooms, the hallways, the parlors, the back rooms, like, you know, the front lobby, the chapel up there. It's just, you know, all the stairwells, everything, like mopping, sweeping, dusting, everything. It's just, there's just too much. And, you know, they only make like $18.77 an hour. Like, it's time to give them a little bit more of a raise. And we've been out since, out of our contract since, what, 2023. So this is 2026. And by the time things are said and done, we'll probably be in 2027. And I don't feel that offering a wage that was offered back in 2022 represents today and the economy today. And I think it's only fair that they up the offer a bit.
On a recent visit to Cape Breton University's new medical campus, Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston met with CUPE protesters. He later told media the talk was productive and restated the province's desire for all CUPE members to read and vote on the deal that's on the table. Justy says CUPE members are already well aware of what's in the deal.
CUPE has Zoom meetings and anybody can join and come on. And they've showed the offers that the government has brought back to them. And they've also, they'll show what they're bringing to the government. So we're well aware of what's being offered. And they can talk about their shift differentials in their weekend premiums, because that doesn't always apply to everybody. And, you know, your extra $4 an hour for your weekend premiums, and then from 7 at night until 7 in the morning, you know, they're saying it's 8 hours. Well, that only applies to the back shift people, to the CCAs. That doesn't apply to the housekeepers, laundry, kitchen. It doesn't apply to maintenance. It doesn't apply to physio activities. So when they're telling you, oh, look, there's an $8, you know, $4 for this, then another $8 on that, they fail to mention that it's not for everybody.
Meanwhile, striking workers at the nearby Harbourstone Enhanced Care are still holding strong on their picket lines. They've been out since the strike started and are now dug in outside their facility on Kenwood Drive in Sydney. Vice President of Local 1183, representing Harbourstone Enhanced Care, Mark Muldoon, spoke about how they're feeling about the length of the strike.
Oh, the members are still upbeat and steadfast. This is, we're not looking for miracles. We're not looking for I don't even know what to say. We're not looking for something that's not achievable. We're looking for a living wage. We're Nova Scotians. We deserve to make what, you know, money that can pay our mortgages and buy groceries. And, you know, we all have lives. What the offer on the table, and we did see it and we looked at it, and it's, the offer, in fact, is laughable. It's not even something that, I know people talk about the percentages, but the percentages on, you know, a 12% raise on $18 still doesn't give you a whole lot of living wage. But just because it was no deal, I'm hoping that they at least are at the table again. I don't know if they're still there. I hope they get back there and try to bring this stalemate to an end. It's getting long. It's overdue. And It's time that we get back to work.
But Muldoon says they aren't going anywhere.
We're going to stay here until we reach a wage that's acceptable. We just want the government back to the table. We want the union back to the table, and we're ready to go at any point. Get back, get this negotiation started. This is turning into, like, it's longer than I expected. I thought the government would at least see that 3,000 people, that sends a message. But I don't know. I really don't know where this is going.
Close to 3,500 CUPE members from 36 facilities are currently on strike across Nova Scotia. There's been no word in recent days on any more discussions between CUPE workers and the province to come to a new collective agreement and end the strike, which began 6 weeks ago on April 13th. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.